We'll take your phone calls in the next segment, but right now we'll go to the Apology Hotline and we'll bring on Kyle Sandy of Sandy's Spiel to break down some of these big signings for Auburn and their basketball class that went down today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, yes. Thank you for having me. Fun day in America today. Pretty interesting stuff last night.
Yeah, and probably the best class Auburn has ever had in recruiting for basketball.
Yes, I mean, Bruce Pearl, he has just dominated the state of Georgia. He's come in and he has pillaged this place, and he is pulling some gems out of Georgia. And there's a lot of talent here to have. And with guys like Davion Mitchell and Chuma Okeke, that's some top-notch talent right there.
Well, let's start out with Davion. What is Auburn getting in a guy like Davion Mitchell?
He is a super fierce competitor. He is a downhill attacking guard, great athlete, won a state championship this past year at Liberty County, where he was playing with a Georgia football five-star signee commit, Richard LeCount. But LeCount's not going to be there this year, so he's going to have some good challenges this year in a very difficult classification. He's going to have to carry the load, but he's just a great competitor, can shoot the ball, can score the ball. Physically, a very strong guard that should be able to contribute in the SEC right away.
Well, let's talk about Davion Mitchell and why he chose Auburn. I was looking at his page earlier today, and he had offers from places like UConn and Florida and Louisville and Memphis. How does Auburn get a guy like that to turn away from the Blue Bloods and come to an up-and-coming program like Auburn?
It's got to be the Bruce Pearl effect. This guy gets town. I don't know what's in the water over there in Auburn, but, I mean, he's a fun guy to play for. I would imagine, he's selling these guys on, hey, come here and we can build something special and we can really become something that can challenge the likes of Kentucky every single year and be one of those top dogs at the SEC. And that kind of goes back on Davion being a great competitor. Who doesn't want to compete in the SEC and not just be these blue bloods, like you said, all these number one ranked team in the nation every single year? Hey, he wants to go and knock some of these top dogs off their perch and say, hey, Auburn, we're a basketball school and we're going to be here for a good long time. And that's just, hey, it's all about competing, and nothing better than building a program up and seeing it from the ground level and building it up into something special.
Right. And sticking with Davion, and really also we can, kind of goes for Chuma Okeke as well, but a lot of people wonder the level of talent that these guys have faced. Will it be able to carry over into the SEC and into college ball? What type of competition have these guys seen over there in Georgia?
Oh, man, Georgia, I don't want to be a homer, but Georgia, it is a dogfight night in and night out. Some great talent in the state of Georgia. They won the state championship, Davion. They beat Jonesboro, who was going for a three-peat, who has MJ Walker, who's a five-star guy that I do not believe he has committed anywhere yet, which should be coming down the pipe fairly soon, I would imagine. So he's seen the best. He's been on the travel circuit, played with Chuma, with the Georgia Stars, and that EYBL. So he's been playing with Chuma. That's going to help with the cohesion moving on into Auburn. But the state of Georgia, it is a dogfight, and it doesn't get much better than playing in the state of Georgia with all this great talent. He's seen a lot of good players, whether it's on the AAU circuit or in the state of Georgia. He's seen a lot of stuff. He's going to be ready. He's not going to see anything he hasn't seen before. He's seen it all.
Right. Now switching over to Chuma Okeke, 6'7", 210-pound power forward out of Westlake. Tell us about Chuma. What's Auburn getting in this guy?
Chuma, hey, there's another state champion right there. Westlake won state championship last year as well, and they're going to try and repeat again this year. He's a guy that is really a jack of all trades. He does it all out there. He kind of makes it look effortless at times because he's just a smooth guy, 6'8", inside, outside, hits the glass, can defend, block a couple shots here and there. He's another guy that he just gets the job done on both ends of the floor, and he has a very high ceiling. A lot of people like him. He's been getting the job done since he was a freshman. over at Langston Hughes. He transferred over to Westlake this past year, and now it's year two at Westlake, his senior season, and trying to repeat as a state champion there. But he's a very good player. He's one of those guys that's a big and important piece. If you're trying to build something on the national scale, you need these 6'8" guys that can play anywhere from a 3 to a 5 in a positionless offense at times. He could play all over the floor.
So that's what we're getting in Mitchell and Okiki next year. But when you look at the team this year, we've got guys like Anthony McLemore, Jared Harper, Bryce Brown, and TJ Dunnins. Those are all Georgia boys. You know, are those guys that you know some stuff about and can maybe give some insight into how they'll progress as they continue their career at Auburn?
And I know Jared Harper, little guy. You see this little guy, and there's no way. He looks about 5'8" out there, small guy. That guy is another killer mentality out there. Hits floaters in the lane, deep range. Another one of those guys, like Bruce Pearl, is getting a bunch of competitors. These are guys that love the game and love getting better each and every day. He is going to bring a dynamic, a spark to that backcourt. He can really score the ball. And for me, McLemore, he's a guy kind of went, I would say, a little under the radar. He was at Worth County, which isn't a huge school. But, man, he was one of the best shot blockers in the state. He really he denies a lot of shots. He'll help out. I'm sure his offense is coming along. But I think defensively, that's where he's going to make his biggest impact when he first steps foot on campus, as a rebounder and a shot blocker. And those are some nice pieces there as well.
So it sounds like the Auburn team is going to be pretty stacked this year and pretty stacked going forward. Were you surprised to see Auburn ranked 11th in the SEC as they go into this season?
Hey, it's all about having a chip on your shoulder, right? I'm sure that's something the coaching staff is preaching to the boys. Who cares when it comes to predictions and projections? It's all hearsay. You can take polls on different things and all this and predict whatever you want to predict. But when they roll the ball out, they have some dogs out there that are going to get after this. Have a coaching staff that's going to keep people accountable. Auburn is going to surprise some people. If it's not this year, it's going to be next year, and they're just accumulating so much talent there, and it's going to keep building up, and it's going to come to fruition sooner rather than later.
Yeah, last question, then we'll let you get out of here. What do you have going on the site? I took a look at it earlier, sandyspiel.com. What do you have going on for this signing day?
Oh, hey, I'm just gearing up for the high school season. We got it really officially tipped off this Saturday. My thing here in Georgia, I pretty much travel across the state. I try and have a good feel, a pulse of everything going on in Georgia as far as top town and top teams, do state rankings. I do nightly recaps, collecting stats from across the state, get about 50 games a night, which is good for the players, the programs, and even college coaches. It helps them get exposure after these kids, and they can track some performances. And there's some hidden gems out there, like Anthony McLemore, we talked about. He was in Worth County. That's not necessarily a big school on the radar, but he took care of business his senior year. He parlayed that into a scholarship, and I'm just excited. If you ever want to know what's going on in the state of Georgia, sandyspiel.com, that's the place to go, because I'll keep you in the loop. And I know Bruce Pearl, he just probably doesn't need to check out my website. He has a pretty good idea of what's going on. He's camped out in the state of Georgia. He's going to get some more great talent.
All right, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. Always like to hear what's going on in the state of Georgia.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
Absolutely, thank you.
That was Kyle Sandy. You can check him out, sandyspiel.com or at KyleSandy355 on Twitter. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with more Sports Call right after this.